Morning.
Okay, let's start on Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah taught that Ben Azai had a tradition that not only is Chatas or Pesach slaughtered for the wrong consecration disqualified, but even Ola. Lahosef Ben Azai Eloha Ola. So at that point, the two dots. Rav Huna explained. Right, that's what you were up to, no? My time of the Ben Azai. What's the reasoning of Ben Azai? It's from the word who. The verse says, Ola hu yishereach nichoach la'Hashem. It is an Ola, an offering of fire to God. That's saying, he lishmak shera. If the Ola is done lishma, as who, as in Ola, then it's kosher. Shalol lishma psula. If it was done for a different consecration, not as Ola, it was done as shlam, it was done as toda, it becomes disqualified. So Gemara asks, one second, in regards to Ola, why is it only Ola then? Asham namiksiv behu. Asham also is the word who. No, ahu la'achar k'tara se'imura mudachsiv. The word who in regards to Asham is after the burning of the insides. And that certainly is not talking about absolute requirements, because you can get atonement even without burning the inside at all. Certainly if you burnt the inside for the wrong sanctification. So Gemara says, one second, but hay nami la'achar k'tara se'imura mudachsiv. But in regards to Ola, this verse is about after the burning. It's talking about Ishei Reach Nichoach, about what gets burned in the fires. The Gemara says, Trehu Ksiv. Ksivi. In regards to Ola, it says the word Hu twice. So it's true, even though both times it's after the burning, it can't be both referring to after the burning. So it must be that one is referring to before the burning, to the throwing of the blood, and saying that the throwing of the blood has to be done for the right motivation. So the Gemara says, one second. If you're saying that when it says the word Hu twice, that tells you that the acts of service, the throwing of the blood, etc., have to be done for the right consecration. In regards to Hashem, also it says the word who twice. So what's Ben Azai's source? Ella, so rather Gemara says Ben Azai is not based on a word, but Bekal v'chomer ma'isila. He derives it from logic. Logic being the following. Not every part of it gets burned in the fire. So it's not the so holy, and nevertheless, if it was done for the wrong motivation, the wrong consecration, it's no good. Ola sheikalil, and Ola is holier. Every part of it gets burned in the fire. So lo kol shekein, so certainly if it's done for the wrong motivation, it's no good. So Marcelo, that's not such a good logic. I can tell you that chatas has to be for the right consecration, because chatas has a stringency. Mala chatas shekein mechaperes. Chatas creates atonement for a sin. Marcelo says, well, Pesach yochiach. Pesach doesn't create atonement for a sin, and Pesach has to be done for the right consecration. Malo Pesach shekein zmanot kavua. Yeah, but Pesach has a different stringency. It's only on a certain time. It's only on the 14th. It's not all the time. Holchatas tochiyah. Chatas will be a proof to you. Even though it's not only on a certain time, it has to be lishma. So Chazar Adin, so we start going back and forth. Lo rizek, rizev, lo rizek, rizev. The characteristic of this is not like the characteristic of that. The characteristic of Chatas being a Mechaper is not like the characteristic of Pesach. The characteristic of Pesach being only at a certain time is not like the characteristic of Chatas, which is not a certain time. But there is a common denominator. Pesach is holy and Chatas is holy. And if they were slaughtered for the wrong consecration, they're no good. So I can learn from them. Holy things slaughtered for the wrong consecration are no good. And Ola is holy. And if it she cuts it, and therefore if shchata shalol lishma psula, if it would be slaughtered for the wrong motivation, it should be no good. And that was the source of Ben Azai. So the Gemara says, one second, that can't be a source. I'll tell you, maybe chatas and Pesach have to be lishma because they both have some kares issues. Chatas, had it been done on purpose, that sin, it would have been kares. And Pesach, if you don't bring the Pesach, you get kares. So therefore, since they're strict, because they have kares connections, that's why they have to be lishma, for the right motivation. But Ola, which has no kares connection, maybe it doesn't have to be lishma. So Ben Azai, says the Gemara, tzad kares, lo parach. He doesn't think that the fact that something has a connection to kares is a reason why it should be have to be lishma, because they're not the same reason for kares. In other words, when we say chatas has a connection to kares, it means if you did the sin that was going to cause you to bring the chatas on purpose, you would get kares. When we say Pesach has a connection to kares, it means that if you don't bring the Pesach, you get kares. These are two separate things. It's not the same type of kares connection. So you can't say that we say that they have a similar common denominator. They don't have a common denominator. So Gemara says, one second. Ashamnami lacy. But once you're saying that Ben Azai derives it from logic, he's saying Chatas has to be Lishma, Pesach has to be Lishma, that's why Ola has to be Lishma. So say Asham also should have to be Lishma, like Rabbi Lezer. Why is Ben Azai only adding Ola? Say that Asham also should have to be Lishma. So he'll tell you, no, Asham, Parech, Asham, he will say he can't learn from these two. Because Malat Sarashava Shabahan, there is a difference. Chatas and Pesach are different than Asham. Maybe the common denominator of Chatas and Pesach is Shekin Yeshnun Betzibur Kibiyachit. Both Chatas and Pesach have a certain communal aspect. Pesach everybody brings, so in a certain way that can be called a Karban Tzibur, a national Karban. And Chatas, sometimes you have to bring a Chatas as a Karban Tzibur. Let's say on Rosh Chodesh, you bring a Sa'ir L'Chaper, a Chatas as an atonement. And that's a Karban Tzibur that's bought from the half shekels and the Trumas HaLishka, of the Trumas HaLishka. So, since they have communal possibility, that's why they also are strict and you have to do them for their sake. Whereas Asham can never be a communal sacrifice, so Asham doesn't have to be for its sake. That's Ben Azai's thought. By the same alternative answer, Tzad Karis Nami Parach. Maybe really the answer why Asham doesn't have to be Lishma, according to Ben Azai, is that you don't learn Asham from Chatas and Pesach, because Chatas and Pesach have an element of Karis in them. Pesach if you wouldn't fulfill it, and Chatas if you would have done the sin on purpose. And that is the question why you can't learn to Asham. Uben Azai, so one second, if you can't learn to Asham for that reasoning, you shouldn't be able to learn to Ola for that reasoning, because Ola also doesn't have any connection to Karis. You're right, we really don't learn from Chatas and Pesach to Ola. Ben Azai Gemara Gamirla. Ben Azai's knowledge that an Ola has to be Lishma is a tradition of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Hadakam Rav Huna Kal V'Chomer. This Rav Huna said it was a Kal V'Chomer. Lo Amra El L'Chadid B'Talmidav. He only said it to get the students thinking. So he throws out an idea. It requires some logic. It's not really true. But people start thinking about it, asking, questioning, pushing. And he does that. That's also allowed. A teacher can throw out points that he knows are not true just to get the mind going and get people asking questions and trying to resolve it with answers.
So the intention is a must, otherwise it's disqualified.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And for Pesach, it's intention plus timing. Right, Rabbi?
That's for sure. Yes, okay, that's for sure.
Right. That's what I do. I throw out things that aren't true.
Right. Get people thinking.
Yeah.
All right, so now a very important point that we're going to learn a lot about throughout Kachim, and that is the concept of pigel. The Torah says that a karban which has become pigel, it's a terrible sin to eat it. If you eat it, you get kares. What is pigel? Pigel means that one of the main acts of service, the slaughtering, the catching of the blood, the walking of the blood, the throwing of the blood, were done with the intent that the throwing of the blood will happen too late. The throwing of the blood will happen either that the throwing of the blood or the burning of the meat or the consumption of the meat will happen too late, will happen chutz lizmana, will happen outside of the right time. Every carbon is limited. Either you have a day or a day, you know, two morning. You either have a day for a carbon or you have 2 days with one night in between. That's the time frame of a karban's consumption. If somebody has the intent that he will throw the blood or he will do other acts of consumption outside of the time, then the karban becomes pigul and it's totally disqualified. There's kares if one eats it. If a person has an intent to eat it, not outside of the time, or to have consumption, not outside of the time, but outside of the place, he slaughters with the intent that he's, let's say, going to burn the pieces of the karban outside of Jerusalem, outside of the Temple Mount. That's not pigul. That's called machsheva shelo bimkomo, the thought of the wrong place. It disqualifies the karban, but it doesn't make eating from this karban a violation with the punishment of kares.
I forget which one it is. That they throw the blood, it has to be above the red line.
Okay, the chatas.
What happened if the gravity pulls down? It's liquid, and you put too much blood there.
That's fine. It's going to roll down later.
It's supposed to roll down.
Not
pasul then.
No.
And this is not exclusive to the kohen. It could be also the person.
Anyone who can do one of the main services.
Only kohen.
But if the owner itself says, "I'm going to eat it outside Jerusalem," it becomes pigel. So it's not just the kohen.
If he during the shechita, during the act of service, not at other times.
And when does the korban begin? When he sanctifies the. The animal?
Yeah.
When the owner
yeah.
says, this
yeah.
is the animal that I'm
going to
use.
That's right. Okay. So the Mishnah now says, HaPesach v'achatas, if you have a, we've learned in the first two Mishnayos, that Pesach and Chatas slaughtered for a different consecration than Pesach and Chatas would become disqualified. It's called Shachton Shelo Lishman. HaPesach v'achatas, Shachton Shelo Lishman, Pesach or Chatas, that are slaughtered Shelo Lishma, or kibel, or the blood was caught, shelo lishma, or halach, or the blood was walked over to the altar, or zarak, or the blood was thrown, shelo lishman, or lishman vishelo lishman. In the same act of service, there was the intent of lishma, for the right consecration, as well as the wrong consecration. O shelo lishman, or in the act of service, there was a shelo lishma intent, plus a lishma intent. Then, psulim, these karbanos become disqualified, this Pesach and Chatas. Ketzad lishman v'shalo lishman. What would be a situation of intent with the right consecration plus the wrong consecration? L'shem Pesach, when he slaughters it, let's say, at the beginning of the sliding of the knife, he says, I'm slaughtering a Pesach, and then by the time he gets to the end of the sliding, he says, and it's also a shlamim, or I'm changing my mind, it's going to be a shlamim now. L'shem shlamim. Shalol Lishman v'Lishman is first L'shem Shlamim and then L'shem Pesach. Shazevach, it becomes disqualified. Shazevach nifsal b'arba dvarim. There are four main acts of service with the blood, and in those acts of service, thoughts of Shalol Lishma, even partially a thought of Shalol Lishma, will disqualify. And what are those four acts of service? Shchita, kibul, hiluch, uzrika. The slaughtering, the catching of the blood, the walking of the blood, and the throwing of the blood. Rabbi Shimon machshav hiluch. Rabbi Shimon says that if you have a machshava, a thought of Shalol Lishma, in the walking of the blood, the carbon is still kasha. Sheyeh Omer, because he used to explain, Yef shalo b'shchita. And you can't have a carbon without slaughtering it. You can't have a carbon shalo b'kabbalah without catching the blood. You can't have a carbon shalo b'zvika without throwing the blood. Avolav shalo hiluch, but you don't always need the walking of the blood. So since you don't need the walking of the blood, it's not considered a prominent service that doing it wrong can create a disqualification. Why? Because shochet betzadim is be'af v'zorik. If you stand next to the altar and slaughter there, you can throw right away. Rebbe Eliezer says, "Hamahalech b'makom shu tzarech lahalech machshava poselis." If you're walking in a place where you have to walk because you slaughtered far from the altar, then the thoughts during the walking can disqualify. B'makom she'ein tzarech lahalech. But if you're walking in a situation where you don't need to walk because you slaughtered right next to the altar, then in machshava poselis, then the thought does not disqualify.
So the Rabbi Shimon's opinion is the halacha here, Rabbi, or it's just the opinion?
No, it's not the halacha.
But the person has to admit that he had a bad thought, right?
No, they would speak out loud.
Speak out loud, yeah. So it's not an internal thought?
Right, they would tell us. We would know what they're saying.
So the slaughter guy, the one who was doing the ship, has to have the right...
Yeah, motivations and decorations.
So the owner of the ship comes in and tells him, listen, this is for...
Yeah. And he then has to do it for those reasons.
And then all of a sudden, this guy here, he may forget it. He just reminded him. Oh, this is for...
Check his phone. He got distracted.
It could happen.
I don't understand the thought. What? The Cohen actually says, I'm walking this Ola, but it wasn't an Ola. It was a...
Right. It says, I'm intending...
Say it out loud?
Yeah. He said, I'm intending to slaughter it as Shlamin.
So it can't be like... he's walking him. Oh, well, this is.
We haven't shown accident. We think something else. Some
the surgeons today that to announce where they're cutting.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was practice to announce it out loud?
Yeah. The Kabbalah mi pasla asks the Gemara, is the catching of blood is in a service where the catching will create a disqualification? For a tiny, we learned in a brisa. The verse says, v'krivu, and they will bring close. Zu Kabbalah sadam. That's a reference to the catching of the blood. Atomer Kabbalah Saddam, you're saying that that's a reference to the catching of the blood, or Enoel Azrika. Maybe Vikriva, they'll bring closest to throw the blood. Kishu Omer, Vizarku, once it says, and they will throw, or Azrika Omer, that's already telling you the throwing. Hamani mekayim v'ikrivu. So what am I fulfilling with the words? And they will bring close to Kabbalah Sadam. That is with reference to the catching of the blood. Right, the whole verse was v'shachad ben abakar lefnei Hashem v'ikrivu bnei Aaron akonim v'sadam v'zarku v'sadam al mizbeach saviv v'asher pesach ol moed. Then it says, so who does this? V'ikrivu. Who does the catching of the blood? Bnei Aaron akohanim. What does it mean by bnei Aaron akohanim? Shatehei b'kohen kasher. It has to be done with a kohen who's kasher. U'b'klisharis. He has to be wearing his garments. Amri b'kivu. B'kivu said, so you see, it's a prominent service. Minayin l'kabbalah shlotei l'b'kohen kasher v'klisharis. How do I know that when it says v'ikrivu bnei Aaron akohanim, it means that they have to be kohanim ksherim, and they have to be wearing the klishares, the garments. Namar kan, because it says here, bnei Aaron, it says here, the children of Aaron. Namar lahalam, and it says later on, Eile shmos bnei Aaron akohanim, mshuchim asher milei yadam l'chahein. These are the sons of Aaron the priest, who are anointed, whose hands are filled to serve. So that means Malahalim, when they were anointed, it was a Kohen Kasher, it was a Kohen of the right families, with the Klisharis, they're wearing their garments, of Kan, the Kohen Kasher, the Klisharis. So to hear means a Kohen Kasher wearing his garments. I'm Rabbi Tarfon said, Akapeach es banai. So he swore. He said, I would bury my children. Im lo shamati lahavchen hefrish ben kabbalah lezrika. That I heard that there is a difference between the catching of the blood and the throwing of the blood. The farish, I don't understand it. I don't know how to explain it. This is what Rabbi Tarfon said.
They said Rabbi Tarfon actually served in the Beit HaMikdash.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
He appeared that he served as a priest in the temple.
Interesting. So he doesn't remember. So Amri Rabbi Akiva explained to him, Ani farish, I'll explain it to you. Kabbalah lo asa b'machshava kemaisa. Catching the blood, the thought, in catching the blood, thought is not like an act. Zrika, in throwing the blood, asaba machshava kemaisa, thought is like an act. So what does that mean? It means also the following. Kibla b'chutz eino chayev kares. If you catch the blood outside of the temple, you wouldn't be chayev kares. Zarko b'chutz, if you threw the blood outside the temple, anush kares, you would deserve the penalty of kares. And another difference, kiblu psulim ein chayavan alav. If non-kohanim were to catch the blood, they would not be deserving of death in the hands of heaven. Zarkub, Sula, and Chayav and Alav. If non-Kohanim were to throw the blood, they would deserve the death of heaven. So you don't remember the difference between Kabbalah and Zvika. I'll explain it to you. Kabbalah, Machshava is not Kemaisa. Kabbalah done outside is not Chayav Kares. And Kabbalah done by Psulim is not Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Amalo Rabbi Tarfon said back to Rabbi Akiva, Avoda, I swear by the divine service, imitesi aminu smol, anishamati, v'eni lefaresh. But, I swear that if you would have deviated from the right distinction between catching the blood and throwing the blood, I would have said something. I heard, and I didn't know the, I heard a tradition, but I didn't remember how to explain it. And you interpret on your own logic, and you come back to the tradition. Rabbi Tarfon then went on, and he said to Rabbi Akiva, anyone who leaves you is like leaving life. You know, you're amazing. You figured it out. If what you were saying would have been wrong, I would have remembered that it was wrong. It's amazing. So, what do you see here? So, you see from this brisa that Kabbalah is not such a service, right? It says that in Kabbalah, machshava is not kemaisa. Thought is not like an action. And we're saying that Kabbalah, catching the blood for the wrong intent, disqualifies. You see here, it's not such an action. So why would it disqualify? So Amar Rav explained, Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kabba machshava is pigel. If the thought was the thought of eating the meat, or throwing the blood, or throwing the pieces of meat into the fires at the wrong time, that's pigel. And what is about the thought of the wrong intent? In other words, for thoughts of pigel, Kabbalah is not an act. For a thought of the wrong intent, Kabbalah is an act, and it becomes disqualified. Dekanami, that's also makes sense. The Katani, because it said Shazevach Nifsal. The Mishnah says that an offering becomes disqualified through Shalol Lishma, through Kabbalah Shalol Lishma. V'lo Katani Mispagel Shma Mina. It doesn't say that the carbon becomes pigle with the thought of the wrong timing in the Kabbalah. So you see that Kabbalah is only a service in regards to Shalol Lishma, but not in regards to pigle. So Gemara says, that's so. Umachsheves pigle lo pasla b'kabbalah, is thoughts of out of the wrong time not going to create a bad impact when it happens during the Kabbalah? For Tanya, what we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Yachalote machshava mo'eles ela b'zrika bilvat. I might think that a thought can only disqualify things if it's during Zrika. Meaning the rabbi shechita v'kabbalah. How do we know that the slaughtering and the catching of the blood also thoughts would mess things up? Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. V'im he'achol yachel mi'b'sar zevach shlamav pigul hu b'yom ha'shlishi lo yiratzeh. So it says, if it'll be eaten anyway, so that means b'dvar ma'mavim l'idei achila akasam edaber, all the things that bring to eating. So that's the slaughtering and the catching of the blood too. Maybe if there were wrong thoughts in the pouring of the leftover blood or the throwing of the insides into the fire, that's what the verse says. The verse says on the third day it will not be accepted. The one who brings it close will not be considered. In other words, Makriv Oso, that means Zrika Bechlal Haisa. Zrika already was included. V'lama Yatzis, why was it mentioned explicitly? Makriv Oso. Lakish Aleh, to compare to it. Lo Malacha tell you, Mazrikam Yuteret Yuchedesh Yavoda Uma Keves Kapara. The throwing of the blood is an important service, and you need it to get atonement. Of Kalavod Uma Keves Kapara. So to those important services that you need to get atonement, Yatzu Shvicha Shirayim, to exclude the pouring of the leftover blood, Vaktara Seimurim, and the throwing in the insides into the fire. Shein Makvina Sakapar, you don't need those things to gain atonement, so therefore, if you had the wrong thoughts there, it doesn't create a disqualification. So what do you see? You see that Pigel does apply to Kabbalah. You just said that in our Mishnah, only Shalol Lishma applies to Kabbalah, not Pigel. So now starting your Gimel Amud Beis, Elo lo kasha. So there is no contradiction between what Rabbi Akiva taught, that in Kabbalah there's no machshava kemaisa. In our mission it says Kabbalah is a major service. If a person says, I'm catching the blood or slaughtering with the intent to catch the blood tomorrow, I'm slaughtering. A guy who slaughters and says, I'm slaughtering with the intent to catch the blood tomorrow, that's not pickle. In that, machshava is not kemaisa. Hadamar. But if he said, "Arini mekabel dam l'manas lishpoch shirayim l'machar," I'm catching the blood with the intent to pour the blood, which is a form of eating, to pour the blood, because that's the mizbeach eating, to pour the blood on the wrong time, that would make it into pigle. In other words, Kabbalah thought that the Kabbalah should happen the wrong time. In that, we say, "Ein machshava kemaisa," thoughts there don't create a problem, because the prohibition of pigle is a thought that the consumption should be at the wrong time. The catching of the blood is not the consumption. But if the catching of the blood was done, that the pouring of the blood will be at the wrong time, that already would make it pigle. So in catching of the blood, it could become pigle, but not that the thoughts of catching the blood at the wrong time would make it pigle. Says the Gemara, Amar Leah Ahumei Rabbana on the Rava. One of the rabbis said to Rava, is it true that the pouring of the blood and the burning of the insides, their thoughts are not going to mess it up? We learned in a Mishnah, I might think that when there's a thought creating a problem, a thought of eating the meat at the wrong time. How do we know that a thought of pouring the blood or throwing the insides into the fire at the wrong time would also create a problem? That's what the verse says. And if he shall eat from the shlamim on the third day, it won't be accepted. It'll be pigul hu. So, The fact that the pasuk repeats heyachol yachel b'shtei achilas hakasam mitzav, it's talking about two types of eatings. Echad achilas adam, so both thinking that a person's going to eat it at the wrong time, and achas achilas mizbeach, or thinking that the mizbeach, the altar, will eat what it eats at the wrong time, creates pigles. The Gemara says again, that's not a problem. Lo kasha, that's not a contradiction. Hadam areini zori kamen as lishpach shirayim lemachar. If he's saying, I'm throwing the blood with the intention of pouring the extra blood on the wrong time, that becomes pickled. That's the point of Heyachol Yachel. Hadamar. The other point that we're saying that the pouring of the blood doesn't make pickle, if while pouring the blood, he says, I'm pouring the blood, pouring the leftover blood in order to throw the insides into the fire tomorrow, that doesn't become pickle because the pouring of the extra blood is not one of the key acts of service. Pigle, is it? One of the key acts of service, the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, or the zrika, were done with the declared intent that the consumption should be at the wrong time. But pouring the extra blood, that's not a key act of service. So pouring the extra blood is an act of consumption. So if while doing the zrika or doing the shechita, I'm thinking that I'm going to do the pouring of the extra blood at the wrong time, then it becomes pigle. But if while pouring the extra blood, I'm thinking that I'm going to throw the insides, which is also consumption, into the fire at the wrong time, it doesn't become pigle, because pouring the extra blood is an act of consumption, but it's not an act needed for atonement. So since it's not an act needed for atonement, it's not going to create a status of pigle. Let's try to go a little bit further. Amr of Yehuda, Bered Reb Chia, Reb Yehuda, the son of Reb Chia, said, Shamati, I heard, when you bring a carbon chatas, there's a unique way of placing the blood. The Kohen has to put his finger into the blood and then smear the blood on top of the chutasikra, as we learned. So Shamati, I heard, Shetvilas Etzba, that the act of dipping the finger into the blood, if while doing it he has a thought, I'm going to throw the insides, I'm going to eat it at the wrong time, mifagelas can create it into pigle. Bechatas pimius, that's a reference to, what's that?
It's a spoken thought.
Okay.
Fine. Yaakov, I'm going to eat this fine. Wednesday?
Yeah. Bechatas pimius, with a chatas that's going to go inside, right? The chatas of Yom Kippur, where the Kohen's Chatas goes inside, so there he has to put his finger into the blood, then he walks into the Kodesh HaKodashim and he throws one up and seven down. So that's put the act of putting his finger into the blood with the wrong intent, with the intent of doing stuff outside of the time, would make it into pigle. So Shama Ilfa heard it. Amra Kamed Rav Pada, and he said it in front of Rav Pada. Amar Los, Rav Pada said to him, right, when you have to dip the blood, I'm sorry, it's not with all chatas, it's only the chatas apnimis that you dip your finger into the blood. So if in that there was a thought of the wrong timing, it becomes pigle. So Amra Ilfa heard this. Amra Kamed Rav Pada, he said it in front of Rav Pada. Amar Rav Pada said, I don't agree. The verse about pigle is in regards to shlamim. So klum lamadu pigul elam yishlamim. We only derive the whole idea of pigul from shlamim, but in shlamim there is no putting of a finger into the blood. Ma shlamim tefilas etzma mefagelas behen. In shlamim, certainly, if you had a thought when you're dipping a finger into the blood, it's not going to disqualify anything because there is no obligation to dip a finger into the blood. Avchatas, so in chatas too, in tefilas etzma mefagelas behen. The wrong thoughts when you're dipping a finger into the blood should not create a disqualification. That's what Rav Pada asked. So the Gemara rejects it. Is every detail derived from shlamim? Is that true? Now, one of the laws is that when you have a carbon that was pigle, if it gets disqualified with another disqualification, then it's not pigle. So let's say you had a chatas, and you slaughtered the chatas with the intent that the Kohen is going to eat the meat at the wrong time. He's going to eat the meat 2 days from now. But then by the time you came to the Zrika, you throw the blood, not as chatas, but as shlamim, shalol l'shma. So then it's no longer pickle anymore, because it has another disqualification. So 1 second, if I'm learning from shlamim, ma shlamim shalol l'shma ain't motzi midei pickle. Shlamim, a thought of shalol l'shma, doesn't disqualify it. So if you had a pickle thought, and then you have a shalol l'shma thought, it still stays pickle. So av chatas, so maybe you should say in chatas to shalol l'shma, if you add a shalol l'shma thought, ain't motzi midei pickle, it can't take it away from being pickle. We know it's not true. So you see, you don't learn every detail from shlam. Elamais, l'cholomim, what are you going to explain? You know, we learn from the shlamim that there is such a thing as pigol, but then already we start to compare it to other halachos. So Achanami said the same is true here as well. Maybe Bruya de Kraka Asi, we derive from Shlamim that there is such a thing as pigle. And then we say, not only is there pigle in the catching of the blood or the throwing of the blood, there can be pigle even in putting the finger into the blood with the Chatas HaPnimis. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Ba'aliya zu shamati. I was in this attic and I heard shetvilas etzba, that the dipping of the finger into the blood in the Chatas HaPnimis mefagelas, and there you can have the wrong thought that would make it into pigle. Taibe Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Rish Lakish asked, Klum lamdu pigle el mishlam. The same question we saw before. But the source of pigle is shlamim. Shlamim doesn't have a dipping of finger into the blood. So mashlamim tvilas etzim mefagelas, but in shlamim, the dipping of the finger is not a situation when you could create pigles. Avchatas ain't tvilas etzim mefagelas ben. So in chatas also, the dipping of the finger should not be able to create pigle. So Gemara says back, v'chiyakom mishlam lamadu. Do we learn everything from shlamim? Imashlam shlo lishmanim motziyam midei pigle. Avchatas shlo lishmanim motziyam midei pigle. If you're going to learn everything from shlamim, you should say that a chata slaughtered shlo lishma after you had the pigle thoughts won't stop it from being pigle. Well, in Hakom Shlam Lamad, we really did learn everything from Shlamim. In Shlamim, Hoel v'chutzlim komo posel b'shlamim. In Shlamim, if there would be a thought of chutzlim komo after there was a thought of pigle, it would be no longer pigle, it would now just be posel. So shalol l'shma posel b'chatas. So in chatas also, thought of shalol l'shma will disqualify it and it won't be pigle anymore. Machutzlim komo posel b'shlamim motzi midei pigle. Just like chutzlim komo would stop it from being pigle, so too what will disqualify chatas afshelo l'shma posel b'chatas motzi midei pigle. So okay, so Be'ezrat Hashem will continue at this point tomorrow. Amen.